Hello and welcome to the Book Launch Show. I'm your host, Tim Grawl, and I have been working with authors to help them build their platforms and launch best-selling books for over 10 years. I've launched dozens of best-selling books. They've gone as high as number one on the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Washington Post bestseller lists. I've also worked with authors just getting their first books off the ground and out into the world. I've created this show to share the strategies and tactics I've learned along the way. And if you listen to the recent episodes, you'll know that for the next few months, we are going to be following along as I launch my own book, Running Down a Dream. It's my new book. It's my third book coming out July 11th from Black Irish Publishing. Running Down a Dream, it started with the idea of being a how-to guide for the War of Art, Steve Pressfield's The War of Art, and it turned into a personal journey of me overcoming resistance and learning how to do it, and the tools I've picked up along the way. So I'm really excited to put this book out there. As I've said in previous episodes, there's a lot of emotions for me around it as I start to get copies of it out to people that I want to blurb the book. So I finished the manuscript and the appendix and the acknowledgments, and I'm sitting at right about 40,000 words. I've gone back and forth with Sean Coyne, my editor, on it, and now we have sent it off to copy editing, which means the manuscript is locked. I don't get to make. I can make little changes after this, but after it's off to copy editing, I'm not allowed to make major changes anymore. So first off, that's just a huge like weight off my shoulders to have the book officially done. I'll get it back from the copy editor. I'll be able to go through it and tweak anything that I feel like isn't perfect. But the book is off into the world. I also started sending out and getting some blurbs. The first blurb I got was from Steve Pressfield. And that was really cool. I'm being published by Black Irish Publishing, his publishing house. And so it was just cool to know that I'm going to have his name and his blurb on my book, especially since his book is the one that kind of inspired the whole idea of Running Down a Dream. The second person that's come back with a blurb is Derek Sivers. He wrote Anything You Want, which is a fantastic book. He also founded CD Baby. He's spoken at the TED conference several times. And he's just really I really respect his work. I've been following him for a long time. So I reached out to him and he got back to me and read the book in one sitting, he said, and really enjoyed it and shot me over a blurb. So I have two blurbs so far, which feels really good. I have three more that I'm trying to get. Two have said yes. I'm just waiting to get them back. And then I have one person that wants to read it before they give me the blurb. So we'll see on that. That was kind of my big kind of pitch, right? So everybody else, I felt pretty comfortable asking. Derek Sivers, I kind of figured would say no just because he says no to most things. And so I was really happy to get that. But there's one in particular I'm waiting to hear back. And if I get that one, it's a big ask, probably the most kind of famous person I'm connected to. And so I'm hoping that they'll come back with a yes and a blurb. So that's the blurb so far. This continues to be, you know, I give all of this advice on book marketing and launching books. And of course, when I have to do it myself, it's much harder than just telling you what to do. But I'm chipping away at that and I feel good about that. The other thing that I did is I wanted to set up a website for the book. And I went out and was able to purchase the URL runningdownadream.com. I felt like this was pretty important. It's one of these things, like, if I couldn't get it, it's not the end of the world. I could come up with something else. But I really wanted the runningdownadream.com domain. So I went out looking, and sure enough, it was available. It wasn't available for $18 or whatever a normal .com is available. I ended up paying $2,000 for it. But, you know, this is a book that I really want to put out in the world. I'm going to be promoting a lot. And I feel like the title's pretty sticky. When I tell people, they remember the title, they say it back to me, they know the Tom Petty song, all that kind of stuff. So I feel really good about getting the domain, especially since a lot of my outreach is going to be podcast focused, which I'm going to talk about in a minute. I feel like you know, people are going to have to hear it and then be able to go to the website. And so I went ahead and purchased runningdownadream.com. I'm hoping that was worth the money. You know, I've talked a lot about URLs on different places on my website and when authors ask. And, you know, I'm in this kind of precarious situation that I'm trying to figure out. You know, I always tell authors to have one brand, one call to action. Anytime you start kind of segmenting it, it makes it hard because people don't know where to go. You don't know what your call to action should be. You know, if you're on a podcast or you're speaking somewhere or being interviewed, you know, if you have three different things that you do, which one should you be promoting? Well, now I'm kind of finding myself in that position because I have all the work I've done in book marketing and at booklaunch.com and this podcast. But this book is a departure from that. This isn't about book marketing. Obviously, there's some overlap, but I want to figure out, I'm still figuring out exactly how I'm going to navigate promoting the book, but also wanting that to help everything that I do at booklaunch.com as well. But anyway, purchased a domain, still getting the website set up now, but I have that domain, so I'm excited about that. I'll tell you when the website's up as well. So I've started planning out and doing some outreach, and anytime that you see me talk about book launches and the four different types of book launches, which I've talked about in previous episodes, you know that I say you need to have at least 3 months to plan your outreach. At least 3 months. I usually like to have 6 to 9 months to actually plan when I'm doing influencer outreach. And it's funny because the initial outreach that I did, sure enough, one of the podcasts I want to be on, she can't have me on her podcast till September because she's already planned it out. And my book comes out in July, and that's because we're 2 months out from my book coming out, and she's planned much further in advance of that. Now, it's not a big deal, as I talked about in a previous episode. My real goal for this book is a list launch. What that means is I'm going to promote it just to my fans and followers, right? So my own email list, social media, my own blog, all that kind of stuff. And I have a couple other people that are going to help me promote it when the book comes out. But I'm really just focused on getting the people I'm currently connected to, you listening to this podcast, my email list, that kind of thing. I want them to buy a copy of the book when it comes out. And then I'm going to go into the kind of the long game launch where I'm just going to continue to try to promote the book long into the future. You know, the goal of this book is not to hit any of the major bestseller lists. I just want to get this book out in the world over the next year or two. And so I'm much more focused on the long game launch than I am having some huge launch the first week it comes out. But it is interesting, you know, when I start, you know, I give this advice and it's just different when I run into it myself. And this is why I tell people, if you're planning to try to do an influencer outreach where you're getting on podcasts, you're getting, you know, articles on blogs, you know, any of this stuff, you need to start as early as possible because people are planning ahead. They're planning their content ahead. I was talking to somebody else just this morning, a buddy of mine that runs a very popular writing website, and we were talking about doing some kind of other joint venture, and he has all of his content planned through the end of the year already. And so, you know, he has space in that where we could do something together. But if you're somebody that, you know, is trying to do outreach and trying to do influencer outreach, it's really important that you just start as early as possible because people are planning ahead. People are planning long into the future when it comes to their book launch. Okay, so right now I have just under 2 months before my book comes out. The things I'm thinking about, the first thing I'm trying to think about are giveaways. What kind of giveaways I'm going to do around this launch? So, you know, what I like to do when I'm doing a book launch and a list launch is I come up with giveaways that if you buy the book when it comes out, I'll give you these really awesome things. This is what I always do with my clients. We come up with some really great stuff where if you buy the book when it comes out, you get all of these great things. And the reason why you do that is one of the things that drives sales and buying more than anything is scarcity, right? So anytime either some, there's a limited amount of something, anytime that the price is going to go up, anytime a sale is going to end. This is why, you know, every clothing store you know about constantly is running sales, and they're like, you got to buy it right now, otherwise the price is going to come up, right? Because it works, it works. And the problem with books is there's really no scarcity, right? Once a book is published, especially nowadays, it's going to be available forever. You know, this book is going to be print on demand, and it's going to be available in ebook format, which means it's going to be published forever. So it's really, there's really no scarcity around a book launch. And so what you have to do is create scarcity around the book launch so that you can drive sales. You know, right now I have like 360 something things on my Amazon wish list. You may be very similar to me. And so what we don't want when we're doing a book launch is for people to think, oh, I'll buy that later, or they put it on their wish list and they never actually buy it. You need them to buy it right now when the book's coming out, because they're less likely to buy it down the road. So the way that we do that is we come up with a bunch of giveaways, and we say, hey, if you buy the book by such and such date, usually it's the day the book comes out. So if you pre-order the book, I'm going to send you all of these awesome bonuses if you pre-order the book. So it's a way to drive those sales, create scarcity, because if they don't buy it by the day the book comes out, then they miss all of those bonuses. So I'm thinking about these bonuses. There's a couple kind of straightforward ones. So Steve Pressfield is coming out with a book on the same day called The Artist's Journey. And when you pre-order my book, I could probably give you a copy of that as well. I thought about doing an interview with a couple of the main characters in my book. There's Josh Kaufman, there's Steve Pressfield, there's a couple others. I thought about just talking to them and doing some interviews. There's a couple other things. I talk a lot about specific tools on how to overcome resistance, and I could create some like worksheets and walkthroughs on how to do those that are much more in depth. You know, I can't really put worksheets inside of the in the book. I've also thought about just doing kind of a journal based on the book. There's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stories about me overcoming my own resistance and a lot of tools on how to overcome resistance. I thought about on creating like a journal or some kind of even like printed workbook that I could give away digitally, but could make available for print as well. So I'm kind of thinking about a lot of things around that. Actually, if any of you are listening and have ideas, I would love to hear from you. And along the way, as I go through this, if you have ideas for me, you know, I would love to hear what you think would be really fun around this. You can just reply to any email I've sent you, or you can shoot a tweet to me on Twitter at Tim Grahl, T-I-M-G-R-A-H-L. So that's what I'm working on now. I feel like I need to make some decisions about that, because then that will allow me to start creating that giveaway content and creating the emails that I'm going to send out promoting it as well. So I'd like to have all of that done before I actually start the campaign. It makes everything a little easier. And so I just, I want to go ahead and make some decisions on that and start creating stuff around that. The last thing that I want to mention here that's pretty cool is a lot of you that are listening have reached out to offer to help. Those of you that have like podcasts or events, you've reached out to help me promote the book. And I really appreciate that. I'm putting you all like on a list so I can follow up with you. If I haven't responded, I will try to respond to each of you. But thanks so much for that. And I would say too, if you're listening and you have a podcast that you'd love to have me on, or you'd love to help with getting the word out about the book, you know, I'd love any help. This book is really important to me. And so just reach out to me, shoot me an email, and I'd love to hear from you and how you'd like to help with the book launch as well. So I'll end here by just saying, I mentioned on the last episode too that I'm doing a new training. I'm really working. One of the things I want to do with booklaunch.com as it continues to grow is help as many people as I possibly can get really good consulting and coaching. And I've just come to a point where I can do so little of this with how much time I have and everything going on in my life. I can't do as much as I want to. And so I'm doing a training for a book launch coach certification. The idea here is that I could bring together some really smart people, train them, give them access to all of my courses, and then spend an entire week training them to get them to a place where they can be a book launch coach. And so for all of you listening that want help and want consulting, a lot of you have probably emailed me wanting help and wanting consulting. Well, I actually have a group of people that think like I do, that know everything I know, that have been trained by me, have access to me to ask questions, that you can hire to help with your marketing, building your platform, running a launch, all of those things. So if you know somebody that would be interested in doing this training, or if you're interested in doing this training, as of a couple days ago, I have two more spots left, and I'd really like to fill those spots. I'm really excited to have people be a part of this. So if this is something you would be interested in, or you know somebody that would be interested in, then go to booklaunch.com/cert, C-E-R-T, for certification. So again, that's booklaunch.com/cert. If this is something you would be interested in, I definitely go check it out. I have those two spots left, and as soon as those are full, I have to shut it down because it's this in-person thing, and I want to make sure that it's a small enough group that I can do really good training for the entire week. So thanks for listening to this episode of the Book Launch Show. For any of the past episodes or show notes, or to connect with me, you can go to booklaunchshow.com. I have a bunch of free book marketing resources and articles that you can access at my website, booklaunch.com. And lastly, if you would like to support the show, you can do that by telling another author about the show and by visiting us on Apple Podcasts and leaving a rating and review. Thanks for subscribing and following along as I launch Running Down a Dream. I'm really excited to share the behind the scenes with you over the next few months, and being a part of everything that I do here at booklaunch.com. And we'll see you next time.